If you've been in church long enough, you've heard these words at least once a year, maybe more, and they can become very commonplace. Love. Love is, we should just love people. Love is, gosh, we use it for everything. I love my wife. I love my children. I love this cake. We'll use it for about just about anything. We use it so often, and you know I do. We use it so often that it's lost like all meaning, right? But today, Jesus, having Last Supper with his friends, he knows he's about to be lynched. He knows he's about to be murdered by the Roman government. He's having this last meal with his friends, and he says, "Love one another as I have loved you." Now, I don't know about you, but if I knew that I had to die tomorrow, would I choose my words more carefully? What would I say? That's worth thinking through. It's worth reflecting. Jesus has a supper with his friends. He tells them they should love one another, and then he shows them what it means, and he washes their feet. Now, I considered doing a foot washing today, but I said it on last Sunday, and you guys all looked at me, and I saw the eyes, and I'm like, okay, we're not doing it. But it's interesting, right? Because Jesus did it, but we probably couldn't handle it. It's not maybe we don't consider it appropriate or polite. At least it's not Canadian. But Jesus doesn't. He washes his friend's feet. Now, I mean, I'd be nervous to take my shoes off if someone had to wash my feet. I'm like, oh, it's not a good look. Right? That's the point of it. It's vulnerable. It's awkward. It can be embarrassing. Right? You know, this... last year in August, I had my own small foot washing moment. It wasn't literal foot washing, but if some of you guys know, my grandmother was visiting in August of last year, and she's a very elderly woman, and in these last few years, she's really lost a lot of mobility, so she needs a lot of help to get by. And God bless my wife, who's sitting back there, who was helping my grandma get into the restroom or to do her things. But there was a moment where my wife was busy with the children, and then my grandma, I could see that she needed to go to the restroom. She didn't want to have an accident in the living room. So she looked to me and said, in Spanish, but, "Can you help me get to the bathroom? And I'm going to need help getting in." And I could tell she felt really awkward asking for that. And she saw my face, and I felt very awkward because I was going to have to say yes, right? It's one thing to throw cash at things, yeah, airplane ride or cab or this, that, but this isn't money. This is, you're going to hold my arm, I'm going to hold yours, and we're going to go into that toilet, and we're just going to sort this out a little bit. I'm going to see something I probably don't want to see. You're going to have to experience me doing that, and it's hard. For people who aren't professionals at that. What Jesus is doing here is more like that. Because when Jesus got down, he put the little towel on his waist, and he got down to his friends and started washing their feet. You have to understand, in that culture, first of all, we all wear shoes usually, day in, day out. And compared to a first century Palestinian individual, our feet are really nice. His folks wore sandals, dusty robes. And then when you went in, you had to clean your feet because all the manner of gunk had gotten on there. The smell would have been overpowering. And the people who washed your feet were slaves, the lowest servant or the slave. And even among servants and slaves, it was the lowest slave that had the responsibility to wash the feet because it was gross. So here's Jesus. And he's been telling his friends, not only telling them, but showing them, guys, I am prophet, king, in fact, I'm the Messiah, I'm God. In other words, I'm a big deal. And you don't understand this yet, but later you'll understand, but I'm doing this because tomorrow I'm about to give my life for the salvation of the whole universe, includes you. And to show you what this love means, I'm going to wash your feet right now. I'm going to wash your feet. And what Jesus was teaching them, what I had to experience in August, and what Jesus is doing there, while I was holding my grandma's hand and we're going to the bathroom, never done this before, I was learning in a very intimate way, very personal way, what love is. Love is proximity. Love is vulnerability. Love is uncomfortable. Love is the sacrificial pouring out of the self for the other. Therefore, if you think about it, it's almost illogical to say, I love you, but I'm not going to pour my life out for you. I'll carry your burden, but I don't want to be burdened by anything. That doesn't make sense. Let me help you carry that bag, but I'm not carrying any bags. That doesn't make sense. Love is actually you expend yourself for the other. And Jesus showed that by washing the feet like a slave. Now, when we hear this, we're hearing a definition of love that is not commensurate and is actually antithetical to the love that we hear just outside these doors. When we talk about love just outside these doors, love has to do with self-aggrandizement, self-validation, usually at the expense of the other. Recognize me. See how beautiful and awesome I am. See how interesting I am. You must affirm me. Love is you seeing who I am, whatever facade I put up, and you must agree to that. And that has absolutely no place with the love that Jesus is showing. The love of God isn't posturing, prevaricating. The love of God is sacrificial giving for the good of the beloved. And it's fair to say that we find that wildly uncomfortable. In fact, if we were to think about it, we would also hate it. That's an ugly definition of love to us. It was to them. Did you see Peter? God bless Peter. Still fumbling. What does Peter say? As soon as Jesus is going to wash Peter's feet? No, you can't wash my feet. You're a big deal. You're the Messiah. You're about to kick the Romans out. We're all going to be a big deal. You can't. This is bad PR. Jesus, you cannot be seen to be washing feet. Right? And Jesus, again, so Peter's missing the point, and Jesus has to rebuke Peter. He's like, if you don't let me do this, if I don't clean you, you have no part with me. And I bet you Peter didn't understand what that meant. At worst, Peter said, am I not part of the entourage then? It was worse than he could have understood. Eternal divorce from God. So then Peter, again, not wanting to really let Jesus define something, says, okay, then you wash all of me. Notice Jesus said, I'm just going to wash your feet. Now Peter's again trying to correct Jesus, saying, no, now you wash the whole of me. Again, I can imagine Jesus being like, oh, no, you lovely dummy. Let me explain to you again. And then he tells him again, I'm washing your feet. You don't understand this now, but I'm going to understand this. In other words, I see you, Peter. I see you. I'm showing you. I'm teaching you about love. I see you receiving what I'm giving you, and you don't like it, and you're fumbling with it. You want to do it on your terms. But I'm Jesus, and I'll go ahead and set the terms. And I know we don't like that. I know we want to walk this world, and we want to set the terms of engagement with everyone around us, and especially, amazingly, with God. God, I'll approach you, but don't ask too much of me. I have these things that I'll give you. Yes, I'll maybe read your Bible sometimes. I'll go to church once in a while, but don't touch these values, these ideas, these beliefs, this way of life, my vacations. I'm not giving you that. I'll go ahead and define that. And Jesus is saying, if you don't let me wash you, you have no part in me. Peter doesn't get it. Even after this scene, when they come to arrest Jesus, what does Peter do? Pulls out a sword, disfigures one of the guys that's trying to arrest Jesus. Again, Jesus has to say, this is not the courage that I want, Peter. This is not what I'm asking for. In fact, the courage that Jesus wanted was the courage that Peter didn't show when Jesus had been arrested and Peter denied him 3 times. The courage that Jesus would have wanted at that moment from Peter was to say, yeah, that guy you illegally arrested, that's my friend. But that wasn't the courage. Peter missed it. He missed it. He kept insisting, no, I understand, and I'll say what's real and what's not, what's right and what's wrong. And he missed it. Now, how about us today here tonight? We're here tonight to honor what Jesus did in the Last Supper, but not only the Last Supper, this Last Supper of his friends is an icon, it's a symbol of what Jesus is going to do tomorrow and what he's going to accomplish on Easter Sunday. The love of God is being not only shown to us, but it's given to us. But it's being given to us in very specific terms. They're fixed terms. They're not up for debate. You can disagree with them, but you cannot shape them. Jesus says, you have a severed relationship with God. You've chosen selfishness and death. By rights, you should be in the utter darkness forever. I will not allow that. I will come into the world to rescue you from the darkness that you every day choose. I will give my life so that you will be healed. These are the terms. And then you may accept or not. But if you do, receive my love, it will transform your life. And you will have the capacity to love each other as I have loved you. Because that command Jesus gave is impossible for all of us. I want you to be clear. All of us. That command to love each other as I loved you. Do you understand Jesus' life? Just read it. Half an hour per gospel max. You'll read about Jesus. And once you see his life and how beautiful it is, if you're taking it seriously, you're like, I can't do that. I couldn't do that for an hour. 10 minutes. I'm not going to do it. I'm too petty. I'm too mean. And I'm not that different from you. But Jesus says, if you trust me, what I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to give my life, my death, temporary. I cannot be killed. I'm too beautiful, too perfect. Death cannot hold me. My life that I will offer to you, and if you accept it, my life goes into your life, and then you will be able to love with my love. The people right now that you're annoyed with, that you will not forgive, God will empower you to forgive. The people in your life that you don't want to talk to or listen to, that just aggravate you and you can't stand them, God will give you the capacity to treat them with dignity and respect. Just as Jesus did. Do you notice Judas was at the table? Judas was there. Jesus knew he was going to betray him. Judas was right there. Jesus did not single him out and treat him like an idiot. He washed his feet. He gave him food. He said to him, my body, my blood shed for you. Oh, that we would treat each other with that love and that dignity and that respect in this world. If nations could do that, what peace would we have? If we could do it with each other, with our family, with our friends, what relationships that are now broken would be healed? The alienation that each one of us feels with ourselves, the way we judge ourselves and resent ourselves and judge it, all that, would that not be also healed if we but accepted the love of Jesus? My friends, I admonish you, I encourage you, to take seriously the work of Jesus, to take seriously what he's offering you, it's on offer, and I pray that you would have the courage, the good sense, to take the love of God at the center of your life, not only for your great good, but for God's greater glory. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, Lord, we come before you, and we walk through these doors and our whole life comes into the room. And we may be strangers to each other, but you know us. You know us all the way down. The things that no one else knows about us, you know. You see it all and you love us. You saw that and you gave your life for us because you love us. God, I pray that each one of us, whatever is in our life that is blocking us from receiving your love, God, I pray that you would silence that, that you would remove that. I pray that you would draw each one of us closer to your love, that as we're transformed by your love, that we would love everyone else in this world, in our lives, with your divine, amazing love. Help us in that, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.